awareness campaigns. We have awareness wristbands, awareness ribbons. We have months dedicated to different awarenesses, from AIDS to Vegetarian Awareness Month. And amid all this awareness, the one thing we forget is the one most necessary thing, like we say, God. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was asked, what is the problem with the world today? And his response was, men have forgotten God. Men have forgotten God. Okay? So it's like we're aware of many things. Like, we can probably tell you how much cholesterol is in our blood, but we're oblivious to God, the author and sustainer of the universe. Okay? And the first step to gratitude is awareness. Okay? Awareness of all the blessings, of all our dependence on God. There's a couple of movies that might give us some attempt at superficial gratitude. Like Jimmy Stewart in the movie Shenandoah played a farmer. His wife died, and he was given the responsibility by her to raise the children as Christian. So before the meal, he felt obliged to make a prayer. His prayer was, Lord, we cleared this land, we plowed it, we sowed it, harvested it, we cooked the harvest. It wouldn't be here if we hadn't done it all ourselves. We worked dog bone hard for every crumb and morsel. But we thank you just the same for this food we are about to eat. Amen. It's like a superficial gratitude, like the seed that fell on shallow ground, never penetrated the soil, kind of dried up very quickly. It's a movie, The End, Burt Reynolds. He's a real estate broker, and he's drowning out in the middle of the ocean. And he promises God, in the midst of his hopelessness, like 50% commission on all the property he sells. Now, as he makes progress to the shore, the offer becomes reduced. He promises, I'll be a better father, I'll be a better man. Save me, Lord. I'll obey the Ten Commandments. He starts to name the Ten Commandments. He doesn't remember them. So he says, I'll learn the Ten Commandments, then I'll obey them. And by the time he's at shore, or close to the shore, he'll give God 10%. Okay? And but yeah, another example, Miami Dolphins won the Super Bowl quite a long time ago, and their two great running backs disclosed that they had bought diamond stick pins for each of their offensive linemen. The runners see the linemen blocking, but sometimes the fans only see the runner running. The diamond stick pin was a sign of gratitude. And gratitude is the virtue by which a person acknowledges interiorly and exteriorly gifts receives and seeks to make some return for the gifts conferred. Okay. So like we say, today's gospel is about gratitude. Only one of the 10 lepers returns to thank our Lord for his cure. Like we say, when the credits roll, sometimes God's name doesn't even show up. So gratitude is our response to God's goodness and generosity. Like, you know, we may ask the question, well, what has God done lately? Well, we might just think of it this way. When people go swimming, are they conscious that of their dependence on the water? It's the water which supports them and enables them to swim. Okay? If you don't believe that, you know, just try swimming in a pool with no water. Okay? Also, if people fly in an airplane, are we aware that it's the air that keeps us from crashing? It's the air that keeps us up. Okay? Similarly, we often overlook the providence of God, our dependence on God. Okay, like you say, it's not the AMP and the Stop and Shop on whom we are depending for our food. Scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. Without him, we return to nothing. Okay. In the natural order, we return to nothingness. In the supernatural order, we fall into the abyss of sin if God doesn't sustain us with his grace. Okay. So like, basically, we come to Mass because we need God Awareness Week. Every week is God Awareness Week. Like we say, we know how much salt there is in our food. We know how much cholesterol there is in our blood. We even know how much carbon monoxide is in our car's exhaust. Okay. But do we realize how close God is to each of our lives, our need for him, our dependence? The greater our awareness of our total dependence, the greater will be our gratitude. Okay. Like St. Augustine would always, when he would examine his conscience, thank God for all the sins he did not commit, okay? Knowing that it was only by God's grace that he avoided many other sins. One of the mystics, Mary of Agreedus, says that Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, was always conscious of the fact that she was created by God out of nothing. Everything in the natural order and the supernatural order came from God. So what is the external manifestation of gratitude that God asks of us? No, it's true, God doesn't want a diamond stick pin. But what does he want? Well, the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. By coming to Mass, we offer the perfect sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. We offer Christ's body and blood, his total self-giving, his death on Calvary. And to that sacrifice, we unite the sacrifice of our lives. To his amen, we unite our amen. Okay? Our gift is an expression of our gratitude, a life of grateful service. And the more conscious we are of what God does for us, the greater will be our gratitude. Okay? We said, if we are not grateful, it's easy to become bitter. And bitterness leads to vengeance. But St. Thomas Aquinas says, the offspring of gratitude is mercy. And they say the measure of our gratitude is the measure in which God bestows his grace on us. All 10 were healed physically in today's gospel. But to only one did Jesus Christ say, your faith has saved you. Okay? The one who returned grateful was given the greater gift of eternal life. And in proportion to our gratitude, God bestows his graces and gifts upon us. Just as the measure of our mercy toward others is the measure in which God bestows his mercy on us, so also the measure of our gratitude to God is the measure of his outpouring of grace to us.